Day 246, or September the 3rd. Don't worship whatever you make. Our thoughts today are rooted in Hosea chapter 8, verse 4. They set up kings without my consent. They choose princes without my approval. With their silver and gold they make idols for themselves, to their own destruction. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Throughout the Old Testament, the prophets constantly taught the people that things you could make were not worth worshipping. If you were able to create them, that makes you their master, so don't treat them like gods. Idol worship was a real problem for the Jews, as they were the only people who worshipped an invisible god, and the peer pressure this created resulted in regular slipping into practices like their neighbours, who had gods you could actually see and touch. Hosea condemns Israel's golden calf that they had made to worship, even though the golden calf made centuries earlier by Aaron had proved such an utter disaster shortly after Aaron's brother Moses had led the Israelites out of the slavery of Egypt. And now, our action step for today. Of course, we have come a long way since our ancestors bowed down to idols, but in many ways we haven't progressed that far. We have simply swapped stone idols for more sophisticated substitutes. You hear of successful people being described as self-made, so that they can claim all the glory for their success. Of course, if things don't work out so well, they will say things like, "Someone up there doesn't like me," or "Lady Luck hasn't visited me today." Of course they say this. Otherwise, they would have to accept the blame themselves, and that wouldn't suit, would it? Did you hear of the self-made man who proved he was truly self-made by spending his life worshipping his maker, him? Jesus said, "If you cling to your life, you will lose it, and if you let your life go, you will save it." Luke chapter 17, verse 33. Live for others and grow deeper. Live for yourself and remain shallow.